Marissa!
Okay, well, first, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I intimidated everybody when I... I don't want to be. I want everybody to.
You don't
want
to be awesome.
No, I don't want people. So I wasn't gonna like say anything, but then just sort of this talk about like doubt and being uncertain whether it's because you've just graduated college or because you're a tailor. And I think that one of the things that I've personally struggled with in just being more involved in a Christian environment, because I was never raised Christian, never raised religious, so this is like a brand new experience for me, that there are people that are just like, they really are just in so much pain and struggle with this idea of doubt. And like, I've been in this place of having no idea about anything at all for like 20 years. So if you think that's hard, try growing up in Anderson, Indiana, with a bindi on your head just because you think it's cool. Seventh grade, yeah, it's wonderful. But I just wanted to talk about that. I'm finally coming around to the idea that it's such a beautiful place to have no idea and to just be falling through the universe and looking around and breathing deeply and finally coming to the idea that it is okay not to know, and that it, not only that, but that it's not dirty or that it's not bad, but that it just can be a beautiful experience and a beautiful line of questioning. And I think for me, like, my main modality of exploring spiritual issues especially is through that doubt and through art. Because when you do art and when you're exploring things, you have to be open to comparing ideas and concepts and things that might at first glance not make any sense, but just sort of pushing those, well, that doesn't make any sense, this isn't what, art is. And as a current example, I'm outlining a book right now that I'm thinking is going to center around Judas, My Little Pony, and also football. So, yeah, that's what I thought too, but I'm just like, but then, as I start to come to it, and you sort of have to push that idea that you have to come to a certain conclusion, and you have to believe a certain way in order to have a beautiful experience, because you don't. And most of the time, if you just let yourself sit in that sort of open, gaping universe of doubt and weightlessness, you come back to where you were meant to be in the first place. And you come back to whatever is beautiful, and you come back to God. Even if you think, you're going down this road of, My Little Pony and Judas, what are you doing? And, it's really weird. But you come back around anyway. So I guess I just wanted to sort of speak to doubt and say that, welcome. It is a wonderful path you are about to go down. And I hope you stay on it for a long time, because when you come out of it, you're going to be smarter, and you're going to be better, and you're going to be more beautiful than you ever thought you could be. Woo!